Hi, this is Kaput Radio. I'm Martin, and I'd like to share these recordings taken by Grover and friend from NIMFM Community Radio in Lismore at the recent 7,000 strong protest against coal seam gas mining. Well, that's quite a number for such a backwater like Lismore, I must say. The protest has been widely documented, but on the sidelines, there is an Aboriginal elder and teacher, Lewis Walker, speaking about his views. I had Lewis Walker interviewed myself a few years ago, so he is no stranger to my radio program. Anyhow, I'd like to thank the fabulous NIMFM team for the footwork in Lismore. Also mixed into the show is a tune by Kaliba called For the Tribes. Kaliba stands for Matt Malee, a local young Aboriginal musician. So, for my Aboriginal brothers, ancestors, and everyone interested enough, here is On the Sidelines.
Thank you.
We're here with Lewis Walker, Bundjalung elder and culture man. Lewis, can you tell us why you're here supporting the anti-CSG rally?
The reason why I'm here is for the people. Movement of the people. There got to be a mentor to lead our people to freedom, peace. No more lying and deceiving. And stealing from Mother Nature is breaking number one law in our eyes. So it's very important that we welcome me, eh? Come together, be one, as one mob, unity, learning together, sharing, caring, forgiveness, eh? Without fear. So we unite to stop this kind of bastardization that's live and direct in this day and age. Legal genocide this day and age, which is wrong. Through the waterways, through the medicinal plants that was grown a long, long time ago for our people to share with non-Indigenous people that come to our country from a long, long time ago. So it's all about saving our country. The oldest country in the world, ancient, from long, long time ago, what we call Guriabal, from the Dreamtime, our ancient land. Hey, it's a reflection down here, what's up there. Hey, we got to make it the beauty that it was long time ago. Hey, we got to care for it. Show the Creator that we are the good caretakers, we are good protectors of our rocky outcrops. Hey, the land of blood, the desert. Hey, the sacred waterways, mystical waterways, so deep in the ground that no one can find. Hey, that travels right through our country. So sacred. The water of life is who we really are. What's a reflection of that sky is a reflection of the ocean. We are girt by sea. Hey? And so much energy that we can endorse as one to stop this kind of thing called the CSG, eh? It's legal genocide. It shouldn't be. So the future is in our hands for today or tomorrow. We got to nurture our elders, protect our children, our grandchildren and their children. It's all about responsibility. It's all about respect. Understand that we are one blood. Walk in this sacred land that protects us so well from the outside evilness. We are very lucky to roam this sacred land called Australia, all together, black and white. I am colorblind to my people because I don't see color. My people is my people, hey, and that's black and white. I don't care who they are, yellow, blue, green, I don't care. We are all one. Yabrangaguma, what the old people say, one blood. Kakangaleng, agangaleng, ngangaleng ajagun. Understand the understanding of the sacred land of Ngalinga Jagun, of our land that we walk upon. Ngayanga Bologaman, we will share Ngalinga Jagun, our country. Bologaman as one mob. Bugul Wembele, Ngayanga Gangle Binangwa, I hope you understood what I was talking about, and I hope you listen well. My friends, my uncles, my aunties, my brothers, my sisters, my nieces, and my grandchildren, please be responsible. Please, let's walk this together. Bugul Wembele, good thank you. With great respect for listening. Bugulbe, good thank you.
And why do you feel so passionate and why do you think it's so important for you to share your culture with people?
We are all one, like I said. We walk, sing, talk the same dance. Share the same firelight. I created a corroboree called a rainbow corroboree. And it's so sacred to me and my people because we are all one. The healing colors of the rainbow. Eh? Got pearly fruits that will feed those who thirst for healing. Eh? Vegetable gardens with pretty flowers and pretty butterflies. We live in a land of pretty butterflies and pretty flowers and pretty healing colors of Jalamba, the rainbow. So it's so important to me that my culture maintain the law of this land because the spirit's real. It's so real. Live and direct today. I am real. I'm a messenger from my old people, from my mum, from my uncles, my aunties. I'm a songman, I'm a dancer, I'm a hunter. I'm a lawman. I teach my own law that was taught to me to pass on. In so many ways, five dimensions of teaching, not just the only one way. So understanding the teachings of who we really are, we believe in that we can stop all this as cultural people, as spiritual people, walking together. Electrifying corroborees can change the life of any man and any woman. Because we dance it together, we sing it together, we feel in each other's energy, and it's important because the outside world can see it that we are strong people together as one. Bugulbe.
Racism, listen to my rhymes as I rip into the rhythm. They wanna disregard the stolen generations, so I had to flip a revelation. They gotta understand that my people been affected. Countless families clinically dissected. Things in life, they just can't be smothered. Like a child stripped from the bosom of a mother. You can't erase the pain, the memories remain. And everybody still wanna treat it as a game. And did you know that Johnny has given no apology? He's got his little brain thinking economically. So what's it gonna be? What's your philosophy? Coming from the top, bombing atrocities. Wouldn't crime prevention be timely detention? These are few things that I would give a mention. Open up your eyes, you might realize what they playing with is real people's lives. Open up your eyes, you might realize what they playing with is real people's lives.
It's what we own. Give it back. It's what we own.
Yeah, well, I do walkabouts. A guri experience. A wallable experience. I take them walkabouts and teach them how to survive in the cold. How to make fire, how to keep warm, what to eat. And if they get bitten by spiders and snakes or whatever, there's medicine out there to be taught to people who's in need. And it's very sacred for them kind of things. That's why I like sharing my culture. Because everyone need to be aware when they walk our country. We got the most dangerous country in the world. With the most poisonous snakes in the world, spiders. But we adapt with them. We live with them. I live with them. I sleep with them. I protect them because I am part of them. We are all one. We are with the animals too. We are the trees. We are the water of life because everyone adapts to water. So it's very important again to share the culture with unknown people who I don't even know from a bar soap. But I know their spirit. He's willing to learn. Because I never judge a book by their cover. I feel the spirit first. And then I speak to say hello and welcome. So it's all about sharing the knowledge, caring for it. Unconditional. So what I teach is so unconditional to everyone. I feed my old people. I go hunt and gather, come back with medicines. And then I share it with all the children, all my grandchildren, and my nephews and nieces. Put them on the right track, to be a caretaker. The only man that they look for is Poppy Lou, or Uncle Louie, or Brother Louie, or Cousin Louie, or Nephew Louie. It's a custodian role that's a big responsibility that sits on two of my shoulders, which I can carry a long, long, long way. And I call it all eternity of Corroborees. So, Boogle Bear, thank you again.
Thank you. Yeah. And what would your ancestors be thinking right now with this coal seam gas?
They'd be shaking their head, and giving me so much strength, to get this organized, to walk upon them, to stand tall and proud, and talk loud and be responsible for who I really am. And what they gave me something that it's unconditional. It's so spiritual. It's real. The spirit is real. And that's why I always say good morning to my old people. I always say good afternoon to my old people. I let them know that I'm still in touch with them. I let them know that I am who they are. They are spirit, still roaming this land, protecting me and my people. My friends who's around me get protected big time. So sacred. He's real. What we call he, Mamong. Our creator, warrior with wings. Warrior. I came down and fed our people a long, long time ago in big flood. 40 moons, 40 suns. The three warriors came down and fed our people on top of this mountain, back home in my country, Tablam. Dublam, our place, my place. Malengai Jagun, our country. A sacred mountain back home. A very wise and very old mountain we call the Chapel. The last step to the Creator. That saved our people from big flood. And when our people starved, he came down with a big glass bowl, diamond bowl, full of pearly fruits, to heal those who thirst for healing, and gave us law, only three laws. One abe ang origin. Don't go stealing. Jangong be wajile nga. Don't go telling liars. One abe ang balang. No killing. Another human. No killing a tree. No killing an animal unless you ask. So law is upon us all. Every man, every woman chooses path to walk and talk and sing and dance. But guidance is very important to the future of today, of tomorrow. Boogle Bear, thank you again.
I walk lonely roads, hugging through the shadow, but finding them scarce as they cleared it for cattle. At greatest rainforest, 30 years, man, it took them clear more than 3/4. No one booked them for slaughter. On the contrary, they were granted free title on lands that were tribal. Devils clutching Bibles and rupturing survival. How can we defeat them and redeem the dreaming? Scheming demons, leaving Eden bleeding while screaming. We're here to free the heathens, yeah, we don't need them.
It's what we own.
Thanks for listening, folks. For me, the whole fracking thing is financial and devastating as far as the profit-seeking industries have their way with the present constitutional laws, effectively locking out the landowner onwards from 60 centimeters under the ground of his property. Can it be addressed with relentless political pressure and environmental protective civil disobedience? I am afraid even with changed laws, the laws of debt finance will still be a competing threat. But that's just me and shouldn't stop you from your action. I will do mine, as the next Kaput Radio show is already under construction. I'm Martin, and until then, I say bye for now. It's what we own.
These laws made to see us kept in a deadlock. Native title headlock by legislated bedrock. Denies of freedom, seek to keep us demonized. Speeding up the greed while the TV's obscene.
It's what we own.
Betraying us as drunks and thieves. Pumps up the stigmas you must believe. To slide in with the lies and forget about the truth. Staring back at us when the evidential proof is real and it's painful. I guess that's why I flinch every time this man cries.
It's what we own.
It's what we own.
Sorry for the tribes that died by the hand of the white man who invaded this land. Sorry for the pain, sorry for the anguish, sorry for the evil that left us to languish. Sorry for the times I was asked to define by the tribes in my mind when I was left blind.
It's what we own.